these opportunities are here for the taking.
Is there any way to say that this one feels better than the last one, or one before that, or is just, like, listen, we're just getting to know each other right now. You already know each other, but just getting that rhythm back.
I mean, I think the guys who are here are definitely getting better. I think our practices have been really competitive. We got a lot of competition at a lot of different spots, so for those in competition, every rep is precious, and it's an opportunity to get evaluated. So there's a lot of significance to the work that we're doing.
Anything you think you've learned from day one of this to now from a particular guy or just a group and bunch that you feel like really sticks out in your mind?
Like I said, there's a lot of competition. It's fun to watch our receivers compete. With obviously adding Torrey and Alshon, all of a sudden the room's crowded, so there's a lot of competition in there. Nelly's playing really well. Same thing in the corner position. We've got a lot of guys competing for that spot, and it's been fun to see guys respond and compete. Right now we're just kind of evaluating and seeing everybody, seeing who wants to compete, who can get better day in and day out, and just gelling as a team.
How big of a difference is there, if any, between this week and the mandatory minicamp starting next week?
Not much of a difference, besides having the whole team here because it's mandatory. There's not much of a difference.
You don't think there'll be more intensity with everybody here and it's the last camp before the report?
No, I mean, when we step on the field, we compete pretty hard. So there's usually no difference between the OTAs and the mandatory minicamp. The only difference is we're here longer, more meeting times, things like that. But we have an added walkthrough. But as far as what we do on the field, it's pretty much the same.
Do you see or feel leadership evolving?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, you see it in different pockets of the team. You see Carson taking a bigger leadership role, adding guys like Chris Long helps in our defense, especially the defensive line. Jordan Hicks, I think, is becoming a bigger leader on the defense. So, I think you're starting to see different guys kind of step into that leadership role.
The pace moves more to a lot more snaps with the first team, obviously, with Michael down. What's he showing you out there?
I mean, Najee's a veteran. He's been around. He knows what he's doing. And so he's always a guy that, we feel comfortable with going into the games with and have done it in the past where somebody gets nicked up, Najee's going to be that first guy that goes in. So it's been good for him to get those reps. Obviously, the more he's been a big asset for us on special teams, where the more opportunity he gets to prove what he can do on defense, I think it just helps his case.
Do you think this team is better right now than last year?
Too early to tell. I mean, I think we're working to get better. I think we've been getting better every day. But we got a lot of new pieces, a lot of moving parts. And we really don't know until we hit the season.
What have you seen out of Rasul Douglas to this point?
He's a young guy that's competing. We're still trying to get him, out of some habits that he has. But he's trying to grasp our technique and what the coaches are telling him to do. But the one thing that jumped off the tape is he's got the athletic ability to play corner in this league. He plays really hard. He's got a lot of effort. And those are things that, usually lack in rookies, especially early, especially when they don't know what they're doing. They're confused. A lot of times the first thing that goes is their effort, but he's always around the ball, playing hard. He wants to get better. He's asking questions. So it'll be fun to see him once we get some pads on.
In the sessions we've seen, the Reds have been pretty good. Has it been that way throughout?
Yeah, that's one of the things, last year that we did well as a defense was red zone efficiency, and that's one thing that we want to continue to put emphasis on, is keeping teams out of the end zone and also challenging our offense to take advantage of the opportunities that they have, trying to get them better as well. I think another year in the scheme and knowing our defense, I think guys are making better decisions, getting faster, the coverage is getting tighter. So hopefully we can continue that.